Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
What did you think? And before we get into the Washington game on Sunday, let's go back to last Thursday. What did you think of that win by the Browns as a whole?
Well, I thought, obviously they found a little bit of their identity in the running game. And I think, you know, if you look at it, you play to the other team's weakness. And last year, Cincinnati was 32nd against the run. And they went out and they signed the most expensive nose tackle in the history, that Reader. But they were able to run the ball, which, you know, really helped the passing game, because anytime you run for, 215 yards and have no sacks, your offensive line had a pretty good afternoon.
What'd you think of what Jedrick Wills was able to do on Thursday, and really for his first two games?
I think he's been very solid. I mean, he's very athletic. You see him, you know, even cutting out there, and you know, a lot of young guys don't know how to cut. And when I say that, the thing about that is that keeps the defensive end's hands down, and it also makes him, you know, kind of hesitate when he wants to come flying upfield, because no defensive lineman likes to get his legs chopped.
I know it's very early. They barely practiced. And, you know, he's a rookie over there at left tackle. But the early indications are pretty darn good from what people are saying around the league. What would you say are his strengths that you've noticed so far? And are you spotting any weaknesses?
Well, no, I think his strengths is, you know, he's athletic. And, you know, one of the big things when you're playing on the left side or even on the right side and you got those guys that line up wide, you know, you have to be able to play in space. And, him, much like Joe Thomas, have some basketball in their background. And the concept of, you know, playing defense and basketball and, playing tackle in space against a thing, you know, stay between your man and the basket or stay between your man and the quarterback, it's pretty much the same.
Doug, one of the things that I said, one of the things early on that I said and I was hoping for from Kevin Stefanski was that they would be able to keep it simple. You know, keep it simple and maybe build on it through the year. Do you think that is going to be the case, that this playbook will get more complex? There'll be more plays out there for them later on as they go by?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you install all these plays, but then you got to, once you get the installations in, when you start the game plan against the opponent, you got to, you know, attack their weakness. And, you know, Kevin, you know, is just kind of finding out what his team can do. And, I've always said, you know, as Ozzie says, it takes you four games to figure out, you know, what your team is really all about. And when you don't have a preseason, you can very well make it five. But I think, you know, he's really, you know, trying to find the identity of his team. And, you know, not only, you know, that aspect of what the team can do, the coaching staff, you know, learning a little bit more about, you know, each other. And I think you saw a little bit more of the outside zone run against the Bengals than you did the week before. But with that said, I think, you know, when you look at Baltimore, they had two, you know, Pro Bowl corners, where, you know, not every team is going to have those, and it kind of took the passing game away. So you have to figure out when you game plan, you know, okay, where can we attack this opponent? And Baltimore, I think they ranked fourth in defense last year, so they don't have a lot of holes. Cincinnati, they've got some holes.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The play of Wyatt Teller has been pretty outstanding over the first couple of games. Pro Football Focus, I think, ranked him number one out of all their guards over week two. What have you noticed out of Wyatt Teller?
Oh, he's a physical football player. I mean, he got a so-so penalty last week, but, you know, he gets you a push up there at the line of scrimmage. He's athletic, and, you know, I think, you know, Dorsey, when they went and traded for him, had an idea. You know, unfortunately, you know, Austin Corbett didn't work out here, but, you know, he's playing for the Rams. But, you know, he had what they call stiff ankles. He just didn't move his feet real well, where, you know, Wyatt Teller, I think, has a lot more mobility.
If I were, I might have a little bit of a line delay here, Doug. If you were to look across this offensive line and just give them a grade through the first couple of weeks, what would you grade them?
I'd probably give them a B. I mean, obviously they had some problems in Baltimore, moving the ball consistently. But you know, last week, I mean, you got to give them an A. So I guess that makes a B and an A. We'll give them a B plus.
Doug Deacon with us on the show. Okay, so Baker, I've been critical of him in leadership cues because I think it was easy to be a leader in college. I think he's finding out the hard way how to be a leader in the NFL. But I don't know. I'm not in a locker room, and I've never been a part of an actual NFL locker room. Doug, you have for many years. What does a teammate, even an offensive lineman especially, expect out of a quarterback? How does he become a leader amongst his teammates in the pros?
Well, basically, I think by winning. I mean, you build confidence, you know, in what your quarterback can do, you know, and if all of a sudden, you know, he's getting rid of the ball quick and not taking, you know, sacks because he's drifting in the pocket, you build this confidence, and you can't find a better case than, you know, Brian Sipe. You know, here's a guy who was like a 17th round draft pick, and, you know, he comes in and he wins some games, and all of a sudden you start believing in him. And, you know, Brian used to come in the huddle and he says, just give me an extra second and we'll complete this thing. And, you know, guys believed in him. And when you have success, you know, I think it just radiates throughout the entire offense.
Well, you know, I think that's true. I obviously, I agree with you. I mean, you're the authority on this. But when I look at, like, Cincinnati came right out and they made Joe Burrow their captain. And I'm going, is that like a – maybe do we overrate that type of thing? Or is that a risky move because he didn't play. He's a rookie before this season.
Well, I think, you know, it's sending a message to the rest of the guys. You know, this is the guy that's going to lead you, and you better believe in him. When he gets in the huddle and he calls a play, you know, you've got to say, okay, you know, this is going to work. And, to his credit, you know, Burrow's, you know, played very well the other night, you know, but if he's got to throw the ball 61 times behind that offensive line, you know, they're not going to have him for a long time. And I think, you know, the fact that, you know, he was able to move that offense, those guys down there, you know, Cincinnati played hard. But, you know, they're going to continue to play hard as long as they believe that, you know, they've got their guy back there and they got to protect him.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline. Too soon to be worried about the defense or panicked about the defense? They have given up a lot of points, Doug.
Yes, they have. But I think, you know, when you look at the injury report and the fact that, you know, we've got some guys coming back, Kevin Johnson's practicing, Mac Jones is practicing, you know, or Mac Wilson, I mean. And so, all of a sudden, you're starting to get a little healthier on the backside. But I think, you know, going into the season, you know, the linebacker was a little bit of a question. And, you know, we've got the front four, you know, and we've, you know, you've got some other guys that are chipping in up there. So I think, you know, it just takes some time to learn to play together. And, you know, unfortunately, we, you know, got hit hard on the defensive side in training camp with injuries. And, you know, they're just, you know, right now finding the pieces and parts that, you know, fit, you know, to stick the whole thumb in the dike.
You know, it's weird to me, Doug, because the defensive line has been getting pressure. You saw the big hits last week that they were able to administer, yet it seems like they haven't been able to get enough pressure to, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, why are they still giving up so many plays? How can they not get off the field? Joe Burrow's 5 for 5 on fourth downs. How does that happen if the team is getting pressure?
Well, a lot of times, you know, he's getting rid of the ball quickly. And I think, you know, you're going to see that when you see the Washington football team. I mean, they have Haskins get the ball out of his hands pretty quick because their offensive line, you know, isn't that, you know, good at pass protection. But, you know, it's one of those where, you know, if you've got a quarterback that, you know, has some mobility, and I think that's, you know, we're seeing a big change in the NFL is these mobile quarterbacks, you know, nobody really accounts for them in the running game, and all of a sudden that's where a lot of teams are getting, you know, bitten in the shorts.
Doug, you've seen a lot of head coaches, and, you know, the fact that, you know, different special teams coordinators go over different things. How in the world do the Atlanta Falcons players not know that you're allowed to go pounce on a football? How does that happen?
That's a good question. You know, they have what they call the good hands team, and usually it's guys that, you know, have the better hands. But, you know, sometimes, you know, guys get gun-shy because they don't want to make a mistake and try to fall on it and fumble it, and they're going to wait to see if it gets to 10 yards. But, you know, no, their execution on that was not very good. And it was a great, you know, squib kick.
What special teams units did you play on when you started your career?
My rookie year, I was on kickoff coverage. I was right next to the kicker going down and trying to bust up the wedge. I was a guard on the punt team, and then on the punt return team, I was the nose tackle, and on the kickoff return team, I was in the wedge. And unfortunately, you know, once I became a starter in my rookie year, I continued to do it. Because, you know, Dick Shafraff, who I was replaced, was in his 13th year, and you're not going to put a, you know, 13-year guy out there. You want somebody that's young and's got some fresh legs.
So you had to bust the wedge?
That was one of my things. And the coaching staff used to joke whether or not I'd get past the 30-yard line.
What was the special teams unit that you hated the most?
Probably, you know, busting the wedge. I mean, because, you know, back then you could double team on a guy, and, you know, if you're running down there, you know, it's all of a sudden, you know, you got two guys coming at you, you know, what are you going to do? Well, you know, sometimes your job is to strip the interference, so you just try to blow up the two of them to take two blockers out so, you know, somebody else can make the play.
Doug Deegan with us on the show. Final question from me. Do you have to win this game against a Washington team that's not very good if you expect to be a playoff team in 2020?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, these are the games you're supposed to win. I mean, anytime, you know, you play an opponent that, especially at home, where, you've got to stack some wins together. And it's been a while since I think we've been 2-1. But, you know, that's, you know, one of those things. And, you know, but on the other side of the ball, you know, these guys they've loaded up their defensive front. They've got, you know, 5 first-round draft picks, and obviously Chase Young is, you know, a special talent. And I think as a team, they already have 11 sacks. But if you look at, you know, where they come from, yeah, Young has 2.5. But then all of a sudden you see, you know, Bostic, the linebacker, he's got a couple. So even with that front four that they have, you know, they bring pressure from other places. So that kind of keeps you from, you know, double-teaming, you know, some of the special players like Young.
Doug, sensational as always. We thank you so much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
Okay.
The great Doug Deegan on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, 216-578-0092. I have to go back during the break. I had an observation, but I think I was wrong about something with Washington that I want to bring up for I Have a Theory. And coming up next, the QB market is about to change, and it may be changing forever. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.